Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Know When to Slam on the Brakes. As we all prepare for this holiday weekend, I want to share two bits of advice to my career-minded readers. As all of you regular readers know, I have been an entrepreneur for 29 years. During my early years, I did not recognize the importance of finding balance between my career and family life. My desire to reach my goals was so powerful, I worked 70-plus hours a week. My relationships deteriorated, my marriage struggled, and my hair fell out. As if those reasons weren't enough to stop overworking, there were more. I wasn't happy. I wasn't enjoying the journey. Of course, the thrill that came from achieving my goals felt good, but it was often short-lived. As my career progressed, I made it a priority to take Sundays off. I'd always taken Sunday mornings off to go to church, but I often found myself working Sunday afternoons and evenings. Sundays became the day that I would focus exclusively on my family, having fun and recharging my batteries. This decision increased my productivity because I felt sharper and more refreshed during the other 6 days. It improved my relationship with my wife and children, and it allowed me to better enjoy the journey. One of the main reasons why Sundays are the best days to take off, beyond its biblical significance, is it is the one day that most people don't expect you to be working. It's the one day a week that most of us can go without responding to emails, text messages, phone calls, and other work-related business. We can fully shut down. So my first word of advice is to take Sundays off. If your chosen career does not allow you to take Sundays off, then find another day each week to relax, refresh, and spend time with the people that are important to you. This leads me to my second word of advice. Take holiday weekends off. Not only are these the best times to spend with those who are important to you, but like Sundays, they are the times when people aren't expecting you to be working. Holiday weekends are the few times each year where you can take time off at least 2 days without having to be available to clients, business colleagues, and coworkers. I used to work through holiday weekends thinking, while everyone else is resting, I'm going to gain market share. My mind was programmed to attack when my competitors were relaxing. While I still think this way, it's not as extreme. With my wife's strong encouragement, I started taking off holiday weekends. By relaxing and enjoying time with my family over these extended weekends, it not only enhanced my relationships and brought more enjoyment into my life, but it also recharged my batteries and my work productivity improved. Through my journey, I have learned that I must take time off and that the best time to take time off is when everybody else is taking time off. While one could argue that I'm giving up market share, and I might be, it's okay. I'm willing to give up a little market share in order to enjoy my life better. Just like the Energizer battery, if you want to keep on going, your battery must be fully charged, and the best way to maintain optimal power is to recharge it by taking time off regularly. When it's fully charged, you'll be able to tackle tough assignments with energy, stamina, and the mental focus you need to be successful. We all need sufficient downtime for rest, for relaxation, and for rejuvenation. We need time to be with our family and to play and to be with our friends. We need time to love, to laugh, and to live. Now, with all this said, I must make it clear, as I did in my post titled 10 Tips for Balancing Your Career and Family, that working 40 hours a week is a break-even point. In today's world, it is virtually impossible to get ahead financially working only 40 hours a week. The key for each of us is finding the right balance between work and play. I have found that the right balance for me is working 50 to 55 hours a week. This allows me to pursue my goals while at the same time allowing me to enjoy my journey. So let me encourage you to slam on the brakes tonight after work and enjoy your weekend. If come Tuesday morning you want to slam on the accelerator again, then go ahead, but at least enjoy the weekend with your family and with those people who are important to you. And remember, establishing harmony between family and career doesn't mean sharing time equally. It means finding the right balance between pursuing your career while at the same time enjoying your journey. Have a great weekend.